a little feel for the meeting yesterday?
Oh, not really. Private information, again, still communicating, and hopefully it'll all end up the way we want it to end up with him on the field here.
My colleague Justine Anderson wanted to know if indeed you met face-to-face.
I didn't see Brandon. He ended up meeting with Pat, so Pat had a good meeting with him, and that's where it stands. So we'll see. We'll see when he feels like coming back, and like I said, we'll be waiting on him. And when he gets here, we'll look forward to practicing with him and getting him here and involved in the offense.
Any feel, Josh? Any progress being made?
Nothing right now. I wouldn't say one way or the other. Either way, like I said, we're going to move on in the direction that we're headed right now with the players that are out here, and we're looking forward to if and when Brandon's out here with us. That'll be great.
Disappointment he's not here today? I mean, you thought maybe yesterday
no.
You might be
no.
out here today?
No. No. Again, I don't think he'd be out here anyway, so, you know, just same guys that we expected to be able to practice today practiced, and, you know, we had good tempo and good work today, so.
Is there any development in your starting quarterback position?
You bet. We've named Kyle. Named Kyle a starter. And again, we said from day one that when it was clear and apparent to us through a number of practices, meetings, you know, and those type of things that you evaluate the quarterback on, that we would make a decision, and we have. That certainly does not mean that there won't be competition now or in training camp, because there will. Chris has a great attitude. And he's going to continue to push. And Kyle, you know, has the job right now, but we'll see if he can keep it. And that's what's going to make those two players better. But we went ahead and put him with the first group and made that decision last night.
Is there any concern with? It seemed like there were a few too many interceptions, probably for your liking.
No,
after being named starter.
That was great defense. Those were all show team periods. So there are periods where we were going against the defense, running off of cards and going, you know, back and forth. So you know, some of those things look different than they really actually are.
Can you talk about the competition to this point that led you to that decision? You know, what you've seen.
It's come along. There's a lot of difficult aspects to what we ask the quarterback to do in our offense, and Kyle has really grasped some of them more quickly than Chris did. Certainly doesn't mean that Chris isn't putting forth the effort and isn't going to get better in those areas. He actually made some strides today, which is very pleased with. So. Again, I think it just puts them in a little bit of a pressure type situation now. One of them actually has it and has to keep it, and the other one doesn't and wants to get it. So, you know, they're still going to compete with each other, and I expect the competition to be the same as it's been. They both have great attitudes, and they know that nothing's determined in June, as we all know. So they're going to continue to try to get better and learn this offense and this system and be productive players.
What he has to do to make the 3-man roster?
He's got good size. He's been in this system before. You know, he had a little bit of experience with me in New England. So there's a little bit of a, you know, if you call it an advantage or not, I don't know. Right now, probably isn't anymore, because everybody's had about the same amount of meeting time and practice. So, you know, he's in the mix. He's in the battle for them, some of those tackle spots that we would keep on our roster. And you know, we want all our tackles to be able to run block and keep people off the quarterback and handle our system and function in it well. So, again, for the offensive and defensive line, it's really hard to determine right now, you know, who's showing up really well and who's not. We're out here pass rushing in shorts. I mean, that's, you know, it doesn't really tell you a whole lot, and pass blocking in shorts. So when we get to training camp, we get to do everything in pads, full go, and really start to bang around some people, then we'll find out a lot more about those people.
What about Corey Lichtenstein?
He is in a wedding. Everybody's getting married. I mean, I got married a couple, my anniversary's a couple days ago, and this seems to be a very popular time, you know, because they're kind of winding down the spring. So Corey's in a wedding. Chris is getting married. I don't believe that Corey's in Chris's wedding, but they're both going to be, you know, tuxedos, I think. So, yeah, they're both excused.